Welcome, everybody. Welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. This is the Powder River Energy Co-op. We're going to be bringing on Mike Easley in just a minute. We want to call more members up if we can first. These calls work great if you ask questions. So if you have a question, by all means, please press zero. That's zero on the keypad on your phone if you have a question. And if we don't have your email address and you want email updates, press seven on the keypad on your phone so we can get your email address. So again, welcome everybody. Welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. We're going to be on for the next 30 minutes or so. If you do have a question, by all means, press zero on the keypad on your phone. Zero if you have a question. We're calling out to about, I think nearly 11,000 members tonight. So it's going to be, I'm sure we're going to have some great questions coming in. We're here to answer your questions. And like I said, these calls work great if you do ask questions and you press zero to do that. Press 7 on the keypad on your phone if you want to provide us your email address so we can send you email updates from time to time. So again, it's 0 for questions and 7 for email updates. I'm going to say this one more time, then I'm going to hand this off to you, Mike, so stand by. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. We're going to be on for the next 30 minutes. CEO Mike Easley will be on in just a couple of seconds. If you do have a question of Mike and the staff, by all means, please press 0 on the keypad on your phone. Don't be shy. We need some people to step up and ask some questions. Press 7 on the keypad on your phone if you want to provide us your email address. Mike, we have quite a crew on already. Go ahead and take it away if you would, please, sir.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Well, thanks a lot for allowing us to come into your home tonight and talk a little bit about what's happening at Powder River Energy and also maybe take any questions that you might have. This is a great program that we've got. We're doing these town halls, and it really is helpful for us to hear from our membership. So please feel free to ask questions, and that will make our time together all the more interesting and exciting. Before we get to that to the question portion, though, I just wanted to remind you that our call tonight will be recorded and will be posted on our website at www.precorp.coop, and that way you can go back and re-listen to it, which is pretty helpful. I also wanted to just take a minute and thank everybody for the great response we had during our last town hall about our Operation Roundup sign-up. We added a bunch of new members to that program that will help allows you to round up your bill to the next dollar, and those funds are sent in to the Powder River Energy Foundation, who's doing some very excellent work supporting folks in Northeast Wyoming that are special projects and things that are in need, like the Wounded Warrior Program and some other really meaningful things. So thanks again for your support on that. Please keep an eye out in our monthly newsletters for reports on the foundation. You can keep your finger on the pulse of what's happening at the foundation by just looking at our newsletter every month.
And we have a survey question already that we want to ask, because we have just about everybody on the call already. And the survey question goes like this, and this is concerning Operation Roundup. Operation Roundup. Would you like to sign up for Operation Roundup? If you would, press 1 on the keypad on your phone. And if you just want some more information on it, press 2. 1 if you'd like to sign up for Operation Roundup, and press 2 if you need some more information on it, one way or the other. So, do you want to go over the Operation Roundup program one more time just to educate people as they're voting on this, please, Mike? I don't think it would hurt.
Sure. The program itself allows you to round up your bill to the next even dollar, and the co-op takes those funds and sends them to the Powder River Energy Foundation, which is actually ran by a board of members who are appointed by the Precorp board to oversee the distribution of those funds to the benefit of folks in Northeast Wyoming.
And again, if you'd like to sign up for Operation Roundup, press 1 on the keypad on your phone now. And if you just want some more information on it, please press 2. Press 2 on the keypad on your phone. We appreciate your participation on that. Again, if you want to ask a question, please press 0 on the keypad on your phone. Press 7 on the keypad on your phone if you want to provide us your email address. I guess it's ready. Let's go over the topics. I think we have our full audience already. Mike, go ahead.
Okay, well, great, thanks. again, I wanted to try to take as many questions as possible, but I did want to just touch base on a few things that I knew were very much of interest to our membership. One of the things that's at the very top of our list is there's been a rash of phone scam activity that's hit our membership. We really noticed it at Memorial Day. Just last week or so, we had some more calls coming in. And basically, these folks are fairly sophisticated. They come off as Powder River Energy. It shows up, the name shows up on their caller ID, although the number's not our number. And they demand payment for a reportedly past due power bill and threaten disconnect. And this seems to happen right prior to the weekend. They focus on businesses, and it's a pretty, from our perspective, it's pretty upsetting. There's not much that we can do to combat it other than to educate our members. And so please remember that Powder River does not call up and threaten and ask people to make payments to go, especially cash payments or go do a money transfer payments. And you can always call back our office to yourself to verify if there's ever any questions at 1-800-442-3630. The other thing that's on our list of things that's the sort of hot topics are the continuing efforts by the EPA to implement what they call the Clean Power Plan. And this plan is the regulations that regulate existing power plants, as well as some regulations that would regulate the CO2 emissions from new power plants. We did a significant amount of work last year with everybody's help in pushing back on the regulations. We are expecting to see some sort of the final draft come out August, towards the end of the summer, and at that point, we'll obviously be communicating with you, our members, and informing you through our local action network and also our newsletter, as well as following up with another town hall shortly after that to make sure that folks understand the regulations and what the impacts might be on Powder River Energy. The other thing I wanted to remind everybody is our 70th annual meeting is set for Saturday, August 22nd. It's going to be at the Newcastle High School. We have elections for contested elections for two board seats. So there's a slate of candidates that are very interested in serving you the membership. We're going to be providing reports about the pre-corp finances and also talking more about the future of the cooperative. We also have free lunch, which is good. There's some entertainment, and we have a significant amount of prize giveaways and door prizes for those that come. Registration starts at 11, and we should be wrapped up by 2:30. So if you have the ability, we would sure like to see you at the annual meeting in Newcastle at 2:30.
Let's go with our second survey question of the night, if we can, and it's concerning Precorp's energy-efficient programs. Excuse me, I got a cough tonight, all these allergies. Would you like to learn more about Precorp's energy efficiency programs? If you would, press 1 on the keypad on your phone. If you don't, press 2. Would you like to learn more about Precorp's energy-efficient programs? 1's yes, 2's no, and let's take Deb right now if we can. We got some people asking questions. You do that by pressing 0 just like Deb did. Deb, welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. Deb, where are you from and what's your question, please?
I'm from Sundance, and you were talking about the problems you were having with people scamming Precorp customers. I got a call last week from a company out of state somewhere that said they were a professional survey company and they wanted me to answer a bunch of questions on a scale of 1 to 10 about how did I like being in a co-op, did I have any problems with the co-op, how did I rate their customer satisfaction, et cetera. Was that for real or was that a scam?
That is a legitimate survey, and that's one of, and I really appreciate the question, Deb. Thanks a lot for having interest in taking the time. We have a fairly proactive program of doing customer surveys to make sure that we are properly serving our members, and that's that survey information we actually use to benchmark our performance and how we do against co-ops nationally. The survey firm that conducts that for us is TSE Services. They're out of North Carolina, and that's one of the problems that we've just recently realized when these scammers come in on the phone, demanding payment on the phone bill, it tends to erode credibility of other calls. But we run a couple articles in our newsletters that kind of queue up the caller ID and the phone number or the state that the folks would be calling from, the area code, to help people relax a little bit. Apologize that you may have felt that call was a problem, and I think we can certainly up our communication to make sure that people understand that those survey calls are legitimate. And thank you for your question, Deb.
We have other people wanting to ask questions. By the way, if you do want to get in line to ask a question, just press 00 on the keypad on your phone. And if you want to provide us your email address so we can provide you email updates, press 7 to do that. Let's take Rick next if we can. Rick, welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. Rick, where are you from and what's your question, please?
Yeah, I live in Latin, Northeast Cook County, and we have seen power lines go down the 111 towards Latin. And I was curious what those are for. I heard that we weren't getting power from that. And I was wondering if we would ever be put into that power system for more dependability. We get 1 to 10 second power outages all the time.
Yep. Yeah, Rick. Thanks. That particular line that you're talking about is a 69 kV, and I say kV, it's a high voltage power line that is going to be providing service to a 10 pump station. And that line goes on into Sundance to a location south of Sundance, which will be connecting into a new switch station, which ties on to an even higher voltage transmission system. That substation is called the Durfee Substation. It's actually been named in honor of a past employee and past director, Jim Durfee. But that project, the project is being built with the intent of providing power for the One Oak at their pump station. And, there could be some future benefit from that line as being able to provide us at some point in the future some potential redundancy or another backup power supply. You know, as we get further east on our system, obviously, especially as you get out even towards Beulah, you get to be at the end of our distribution system, and there's lots of line exposure, which is one of the things that you see when your lights may blink for a second. Lots of line exposure between you and the source. The good part about this project is the substation itself that's getting built is going to be a great enhancement for capacity in Northeast Wyoming. The Durfee substation and the 69 line itself is paid for by One Oak, and we hope, we know that in the future we'll be able to get some future from benefit to our distribution system from that down the road.
Mike, we have more questions coming in, but we had one come in earlier from Erin electronically, and she asks, are you concerned about the predictions of a bust cycle, that's B-U-S-T, bust cycle, in Wyoming's energy industries?
Well, I can certainly answer Erin's question. I am concerned about what's happening in the energy industry sort of nationally. There's lots of lots of headwinds that are out there blowing the, I think, some of the things that we've seen in the past that have been very successful and helpful for Wyoming, a lot of headwinds against the coal industry, not only from regulation, which is something that is very difficult for us to deal with because of the, from Wyoming's perspective, there's a lot of states that that don't think quite like we do. But even more important than the regulation, the pressure of the regulations, coal is really putting, seeing a lot of pressure just because of low natural gas prices. And while low energy prices from natural gas, I think, are good for those industries and those people that use natural gas, it definitely has had a chilling effect on the market for coal, which impacts Wyoming. So with the regulatory challenges and just the market forces that are at play, which are part of a free market system, there are some big challenges for Wyoming probably over the next 5 to 10 years just in the energy industry as it relates to coal. Back home at Northeast Wyoming, the coal producers are a big part of our customer base, but also we're seeing sort of the eventual unwinding of a lot of the coal bed methane load that had developed during the coal bed methane boom. And we're sort of at the tail end of that, and I know there's continued pressure for financial viability on many of these gas companies that especially when their production costs for the gas exceeds what the market price is, and the market price is really responds to supply and demand, and a lot of the new gas has driven prices down to where a lot of the CBM wells in our territory are just on the verge of not being economical anymore. It's something that we pay attention to. We've done lots of planning here internally and are trying to look out to the future to make sure that we can be prepared as sort of the boom and bust cycle just continues to play out in Wyoming.
Paul's next. Paul, welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. Paul, where are you from? And what's your question, please?
Hi, my name's Paul. I'm in Sundance. My question, Mike, the last week, the CO, the ruling from the Supreme Court concerning CO2 said that EPA had not taken rates to the end users into consideration. And so what I'm wondering, are they going to reopen the discussion on regional haze?
Yeah. As I recall, the Supreme Court decision that just came out was really built around the mercury and air toxic standards. They call it the MATS, M-A-T-S. And that rule, as the Supreme Court looked at it, as you correctly mentioned, I think the Supreme Court found that the EPA didn't pay enough attention to cost and cost impacts. There is some talk right now after that ruling that may further delay or may create a situation where the EPA, in their proposed rulemaking for the CO2 regulation, may address that so they do not have, they don't have the impacts of potential lawsuits for those same particular details as the MATS rule. That remains to be seen as far as how that impacts the CO2 rules. But a lot of the work that has been done that the utilities put into place to deal with the mercury, the plants that were immediately affected, a lot of those plants have either already come offline or are scheduled to come offline and won't be changed. It does buy everybody a little bit more time, which is always helpful when you take a look at trying to keep the overall generation and transmission system as reliable as you can. It's always good, I think, when, we take a look at a lot of the decisions the Supreme Court makes. This one was definitely, in favor of industry from the perspective of slowing down a rule, but ultimately I think EPA will sort of retool their regulations and be very serious about implementing those. When you take a look at the other side of the argument, this becomes on the mercury side, it becomes an issue of sort of chronic health versus dollars. And there's lots of passionate arguments on either side of that. Little different argument that you would see with CO2 as far as the acute and the chronic nature of, you know, the impacts of mercury versus the CO2. And a lot of those things will continue to play out for us, Paul.
Robert came in with a question earlier today. Are you planning any projects to replace old sections of line? How is that prioritized?
Yeah. That was a great question that Robert asked, and we have several different ways that we go about that. Ultimately, we have a long Precorp actually has a fairly robust process for project planning. And we have a group of engineers that spend a ton of time looking at the performance of our system over, you know, the 16,000 square mile service territory, and take a look at the performance of the lines, the reliability of the lines, and they actually put together long range plans, and then those long range plans turn into like work plans, and that are shorter in duration. You know, you take a 10-year long-range plan, and then you end up with maybe work plans that are, you know, 3 to 5 year plans, and then annual budgets to go accomplish that work. So right now we have pretty significant projects happening in all our counties of replacing old lines. I mentioned the Derpy substation in Crook County, which is a major switch station. In Weston County, we're doing some work around the Buffalo Creek area. It's about $1.5 million project. Campbell County has got 3 rebuilds going on in it right now, but significant new construction was put into Campbell County during the CBM boom. And we have a project in Johnson County from Casey to Clear Creek, replacing a very old line. That's a pretty big project. But it's one that's going to take several years to do. These are just a couple of the ones that I know off the top of my head that I can succinctly sort of explain. And also I know these are some of the older pieces of line that we have out there. But it's pretty impressive, I think, based on my experience in the co-op industry, to see how robustly Precorp does planning. But one of the things that I'm really proud of is, you know, not only the fact that our guys will look out and replace these old lines, but what they do to take care of the existing system is pretty amazing with the system inspection that we have, where we inspect about 20% of our system every year. And over the past several years, we've seen the results of the benefit of this enhanced maintenance program, not only in reducing our outages, but also in significantly reducing our damage claims that we've had, which has not only saved us money, but it's also saved our membership lots of headache as we've been able to keep our system a little more reliable.
From Bill, what is Precorp doing to prevent birds and other animals from getting killed on power lines?
Well, we have a continuing avian protection plan where we design our power lines to, at the time of construction, to be raptor safe, which provides adequate spacing so we would not kill eagles and some of the larger birds. We also put lots of cover up on the wires and jumpers that would hopefully provide a little safer location for birds to perch. Precorp was one of the first co-ops in the state to adopt an avian protection plan, and we're very proud of the plan that we do, but also the relationship that we've built with the regulators over the past several years, and also how effective it's been in reducing bird deaths. Probably in the annual spend on the retrofit is $750,000 that we spend, plus the cost of the new construction, and this has kept us well off the radar screen from the regulators, as opposed to some of the other utilities in the state. Have seen some. The largest utility in the state has seen some significant monetary fines because of their failure to adequately address the avian protection issues.
Let's take Mary next. Mary, welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. Mary, where are you from, and what's your question, please? Go ahead, Mary, you're up. Let me ask Mary's question. She wants to know, what are you doing for seniors and low-income customers?
Well, as I mentioned, the foundation the Precorp has, foundation supports many of those activities through some support at the senior centers in all our counties. We also have some support in veterans programs, which are include that demographic as well. From the perspective of just our day-to-day operations, we have the ability to identify services that may be critical for there may be people on oxygen and things like that we pay special attention to make sure that we can respond if there's a power outage. And then our customer service, our member service folks are trained to help people facilitate some utility bill programs to help folks to pay their utility bills. It's a part of a state program. And then we also do work. We have an energy efficiency program where we will loan basically unsecured up to $2,500 unsecured that will help people put energy efficient equipment in their house. And that's not just a senior program. That's a program that relies to everybody. And then I think those are probably the high points of what we do as a company. But I also know that we have a lot of service-minded people that work here, and I know that we have lots of employees that volunteer at different places in the community, and I know that a lot of our senior groups benefit from just what our employees do on their own time as well. If there are needs out there, Mary, specific needs as it relates to senior needs, we certainly would encourage you to reach out. You can call the number I mentioned earlier, our main office number, at 800-442-3630 and get more information about our foundation. And specifically, if there's any particular individual that is has some unique circumstances or in need, please have them contact the office and connect with our member service folks.
And Mike, we're getting to the finish line of how long we want to be on tonight. Couple things. We've got the event on August 22nd, and you can bring us to the finish line repeating that so we get some good attendance at it. And then we're going to be doing this call again in October. So with final comments, please bring us to the finish line if you would.
Yeah, thank you. And again, thank you everybody for your time and inviting me into your home this morning. This evening, I really appreciate it. I just want to remind you that our annual meeting will start the morning of Saturday, August 22nd at around 11. Please consider attending the annual meeting. It is you know, a focal point of our year. It's where the membership comes together and really exercises their governance rights as member owners of the co-op. And the annual meeting, besides the music and entertainment, you'll get to hear a great speech from me. So I would encourage you to come to the annual meeting. You know, again, co-ops would not be co-ops without member owners. And it seems like, you know, with as easy it is to turn on the lights with the light switch, we sort of forget what goes behind that. But even more importantly, people are tending to forget the strength of the co-op lies in the connection of its members back to the company. And so as member owners, I appreciate your support of the co-op. We appreciate the opportunity that we have. I can speak on behalf of the entire Precorp team. We're very committed to the company. We're very committed to the membership in Northeast Wyoming. And if for some reason you weren't able to get a question answered, or if you have any follow-up questions, you know, my door is always open. You can reach me pretty easy. Just call the number I mentioned and ask for me. If for some reason I'm not immediately available, I will return your call. And any issues or questions or comments that you have, we have a team of folks here at the company standing by to serve your needs. And thanks for your time tonight.
Thank you, Mike, and good night, everyone.